Hello.
Hello, Ron?
No, this is Patrick.
Oh, where the fuck's Ron?
He's outside.
Oh, can I talk to him?
Yeah, hang on.
All right. Thanks for not grilling me about who I am and stuff.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Who is it?
It's Roy from the Curling Club.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Are you going to be you're playing in the next game, right?
Well, when is that?
Next week.
Oh, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be on Sunday, next Sunday.
Oh, well, what is it, like a tournament?
Yeah.
Bonspiel?
Yeah, a tournament. Are you going to be able to make it?
What day are you saying? Sunday?
Yeah, the next Sunday, a week from today. The 28th.
The 28th, let me see. June 28th? I think, yeah. I'm hearing about it for the first time, so as far as I know, yeah, I think I'm free.
Oh, okay, yeah, I thought they sent out an email. Hey, here's the thing, though. I'm a bookie, and I want you to throw the game. Like, make it look realistic throughout the game, but in the end, we have to lose, and we'll make a lot of money.
Why is that?
Because someone's placing a bet on the other team. And we're in on it. So if we just have to make sure we throw the game, but we got to make it look real.
Well, who's the team? I don't know anything about this.
You know, I'm not even sure. I think it's the Cacti's or something.
Okay, well, you know, let me go look at my emails. Maybe I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm the right person you're contacting.
Yeah, we've got it set up on both sides. We've got people betting on our team, and then we've got people betting on the opposing team. And we want them to lose, the ones that are betting on us. And it's really complicated. But in the end, we're going to give everyone $500. all the players, $500 to throw the game.
And who's playing on this team?
What was that?
Who's playing on this team here?
Well, you are.
And who else?
I don't know. Jim, George, Benita, Nancy, Doug, Ron.
Let me look at my emails here.
Okay.
I don't.
So you know, you get $500 and you keep your goddamn fucking mouth shut. That's how it works. It's really easy.
Well, no one sent me an email, so I'm just wondering, are you sure it's me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely you. And you know, you don't want to mess this up for us. If you make us win the game, you're going to be in trouble. But if, you know, if we lose the game, then we pay handsomely.
Well, like I said, I didn't get an email, so I don't know anything about that. I'm not sure about committing to something I don't know anything about.
Well, come on, it's $500, maybe more. We're still working on it. We're working on the deal.
If somebody could send me an email with who's all involved and everything else, maybe, yeah. But I don't know anything about this.
First
time I'm hearing it.
After the sixth curl, you take a dive. In fact, if you could purposely break your leg, I can guarantee you $1,500.
Well, you know what? I'm not there for the money.
I know, really. but wouldn't it be nice? $1,500 just to break your leg?
No, I don't think so.
I'd do it for $1,500.
Well, that's you. That's not me. I'm sorry.
Break your leg and everyone gets money. You'll be everyone's hero.
No,
on our team.
No, I don't think so.
Come on. Come on.
No. I'm not like that.
Like what?
Well, first of all, I'm not committing to something I haven't heard anything about. This is all new. Like, I don't have any information sent to me, so...
Check your spam folder.
My what folder?
Your spam folder. You know, your junk mail?
Why would it be in my spam folder?
I don't know.
If it's in my spam folder, I don't want it.
You're saying you didn't get it?
No.
Maybe it's in there. Maybe it's in your trash. Maybe you were drunk and you put it in the trash.
I don't think so. I'm never drunk.
I don't believe that.
And what's your name again? Roy who?
Roy Gerbel.
I've never heard of you.
Yeah, I'm just the bookie for the curling club.
Well, I don't have anything, so Roy, I don't know about this. Unless I get some information from people I know and I see something, I'm not doing this.
Well, I'll email you then, and I'll tell you all about it.
Well, and tell me all the players. I want to see the players that you're
talking
about.
Okay, that's fine.
Too.
I can't give you too many details over email, though, because I don't want a printed record of what we're doing. I don't want to get arrested, you know?
Well, you know, if it's that shady, I don't want any part of it.
It's not shady. We're just asking to throw the game and break your leg, and you'll get $1,500.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't need the $1,500 that bad.
But everyone else does. You're denying everyone else this money. Look, I'm going to make the most.
Fine.
I'm going to make over $7,000. Everyone else just makes $500.
Well, that's good for you. I'm not doing this.
I'll give you $2,500. $2,500 to break your leg.
I don't need the money.
What do you need? Everything's for sale, you know, at the right price. What do you need? What can we give you?
Nothing.
How about
I'm not doing something like that. I really am.
How about a new camper trailer?
I don't need a camper trailer.
A boat.
I don't need a boat.
Look, this game is really important to a lot of people.
Well, like to who? You give me a list of people that I know of, and I'll see.
Look, you throw this game, I'll suck your dick. and give you a hand job.
Oh, my God. Like, how did you get my number?
It's on the list. You know, I'm just calling people here in the curling club.
Well, you don't know me then.
Well, right, but it doesn't matter. I'm just the bookie. Sandy.
Well, that's fine.
Sandy
I'm
gave me your phone number.
Then. No, I'm not interested.
You know Sandy, right?
No.
Okay. Well, she gave me your phone number.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to do this.
She says you know how to play ball.
No, not that way.
Come on.
Nope.
All right. Whatever.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be really disappointed in you.
That's too bad.
You're probably going to lose some friends.
Oh, well. Okay, I got to go.
Whatever. Jerk face.